Ed, I'm here in the Beat Goes On exhibition in the World Museum Liverpool with Mike McCartney. And could you just tell us a few words about this very small exhibition here, just four photographs.
Why say a few words when a lot will be better?
Okay then, yeah, I'll hand over to you to just...
Go on, you were saying...
Yes, yeah, you've added four of your photographs to this great exhibition that's been here a while.
And in fact, I am here to open... It's called Mike McCartney's Mini 60s Exhibition. This is the first time in my life I've ever opened the smallest exhibition in the world. Isn't it wonderful? I've had exhibitions in the National Portrait Gallery, the Museum of Edmonton, Alberta, Museum of Liverpool Life, the Smithsonian Institution, Washington DC, and this is the smallest one I have ever opened.
Yeah.
Is it lovely? That's why I call it a mini 60s exhibition.
Yeah, I was expecting pictures of minis.
That's right. No, that's my wife's. That's Rowena Mack's next exhibition.
Yeah, there's two of the Beatles, I think, and two from the Scaffold days that you
yes,
remember.
Yes, they are. I'm afraid I am, yes.
It's good, because only
it's like a cross-section.
Yeah, very recently I was interviewing Roger McGough as well, the exhibition at the Victoria Gallery.
The Mersey Beat thing.
It's all coming around again, isn't
if
it?
If only we had Ada to join him, that would be even nicer. Now, what is nice about these, they asked me, Dave Fleming said, could you help? We're doing this museum thing, you know, about your generation, and in fact before it, and in fact after it, so the beat goes on. So it's not just rock and roll, it's before us in our little 60s business and our comedy thing in my case, and it's before, and in fact I'm looking through a glass here at a lovely lady I got to know, sadly she's with my mum and dad now, and her name is Lita Rosa, right? She was one of the first pop stars, Liverpool big pop star, and she was famous in my uncle's pub before she got to the top of the charts.
With
How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. She hated it.
That was the first number one, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And so she was a wonderful lady. I met her at, we had all these discs in Matthew Street, and Scaffold were amongst them, and Lita was amongst them. And she told me there, she gave me a number, a runger in London, a lovely lady. And so that was like the start of them. So Dave Fleming said, would you like to contribute to the, because not only the beat goes on. It's not only Lita Rosa and all that magic era in the 50s before the rock and roll bit. It is then after it's Echo and the Bunnymen, Flock of Seagulls, Teardrop, you know, the next wave. And of course, the new, I've got a picture in here, in The Beat Goes On, of John Powers with his kids in this little booth behind us. When you come, folks, you'll see at the exhibition, look behind us, a little booth. I think you can make your own record in it.
It's a sort of karaoke thing.
I think it's a karaoke thing. I think you can make your own floppy disk, which takes me back to a Holly's Scaffold story, which I'll tell you the next time.
Okay.
Ask you about on the way to taste Newcastle Brown in Newcastle. So I'll tell you about that next time I see it. So what I said, okay, I'll give you something. And I found these things, first of all, of our kid and his group rehearsing. And so it's important that you get the rehearsal aspect of it. And so down the cavern, you've got pictures of them rehearsing. And then Scaffold, because they were the other big 60s group.
That's right.
There's only two really, weren't there?
That's right.
The Beatles and the Scaffold.
Yeah.
And so I've given those here as well. But it was just like part, it's the start of the bigger picture for next year. And in fact, yeah, I think it's hopefully next year when they have asked me, the museum have asked me to, can I give my 60s photographs, because I have taken them out of the public domain, my photos. That's why these are special here, actually allowing them on here, on the walls here.
You did have an exhibition of worked in that era back in the old...
A long time ago.
Yeah. And that went on to other places.
Oh, you're talking about Mike McCartney's Liverpool Life?
That's the one, yeah.
Yes, that's right. There are no Beatles in that.
Oh, right.
No. Unless you look hard. But, no, that was the one that went to... the Smithsonian. Yeah. Oh no, that's I love that. That is now going to go to Europe from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the Smithsonian went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So all these oddities I have kept out of the book of them, mainly to retain the uniqueness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nothing nicer than seeing a very early Elvis picture.
Yeah.
You know, that you've never seen before, or Eddie Cochran, or Stones, Beatles, whatever it is. And so I've taken other public gaze. That's why there aren't any Beatles in the Man of Fanny's Liverpool Life. And so, but when he said, Dave said, look, this is the big one. It's the one on the World Heritage Site. It's going to be like the fourth race, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a magnificent building.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You know, what do you think about getting them out of mothballs, getting them out of the archives? So, I've already had a meeting, and this is the start. I said, okay, I'll lend you these for now. But then, you know, they said, can we do it properly with the new museum? So this is like a teaser,
yeah,
as they say in show business.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's great. I'm really looking forward to seeing the rest of them.
Well, what's interesting is, what's his name? The famous De Niro man, Martin Scorsese,
yeah,
is doing a big documentary on George. And so whilst I was looking in my archives for George's stuff, I found some other stuff. That's Liverpool's going to be very interested. Never before seen photographs. So that's going to be even more interesting.
Well, somewhere here there's Paul's trousers, isn't there? That you mentioned Roger McGovern, and he never gave them back.
We won't go into that. I did bring that up with my brother, and on another occasion I might tell you what he said.
gives me kecks back.
You've got it in one.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.